Father, we just thank you for our children on today, O God. For your word says, suffer the little children to come unto me, Luke 18, verse 16. Your word also says that we should always pray and pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18. Father, we lift up every child to you even now, O God. God, we pray right now for your hands of protection that would be upon them, O God. Protect their coming in and protect their going out, O God. Protect them everywhere they go in the name of Jesus, O God. God bless them coming in as well as their going out, O God. Be with them in the schoolhouse even now, O God. Be with every teacher. Be with every administrator, O God. Be with their peers even now, O God. Cover them even now, O God. God, I decree favor over their lives even now, O God. God, you said in your word, O God, whatsoever we desire when we pray, if we believe it, then we shall receive it even now, O God. God, make them the head and not the tail, O God. And O God, as they interact with every teacher, every administrator, every principal, O God, God, we pray even now that you would go with them, O God, that you would keep them in all your ways, O God. For your word says, Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and you shall direct thy path, O God. God, I pray against fear, O God. God, I come against the spirit of low self-esteem, O God. God, I come against that spirit of confusion, O God. I come against the spirit of peer pressure, O God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, O God. For your word says, no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, O God. God, build them up in you, O God. Give them encouragement, O God. Increase their confidence in you, O God. Allow them to know that they can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens them, O God. God, I thank you even now, O God. I thank you for increasing their faith in you, O God. Allow them to know that they can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens them, O God. God, even touch their memory even now, O God. Give them to retain the information, O God, that is learned, O God. Give them not to forget, O God. God, I pray even now, O God, as they even make mistakes, O God, in school, O God, allow them to see it and allow them to bring clarity, O God, on how to do and what to do, O God. God, I come against that spirit, O God, of not wanting to go forth and to ask questions. God, I pray even now for boldness and courage and confidence in them, O God. God, I lift up relationships even now, O God. Every friend, O God. Every friend in their lives, O God. You make it happen, O God. God, I come against those who, God, who meant it for evil, O God. But your word says what the enemy meant for evil, O God, you meant it for good, O God. God, I come against that manipulating spirit. I come against that lying spirit. I come against that deceiving spirit. I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you put the right relationships in their lives, oh God. Put godly relationships in their lives, oh God. Right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I pray for wisdom, oh God. I pray for wisdom over their lives even now, oh God. According to Ephesians 1, 17, oh God. Lord, give our children the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, oh God. That their eyes and their hearts be enlightened. That they will know the hope of God to which you have called them to, the riches and your glorious inheritance in the saints and his incomparably great power to us who believe, O God. God, I pray even now, O God, that you would cover them with wisdom, O God. Allow them to know, O God, the ability to choose between right, what's right and what's wrong, O God. For your word says, choose ye this day, O God. And God, I pray even now, O God, that you would make them wise in you, O God. Wise in you, O God. And God, I thank you even now for what you're doing in their lives, O God. Increase their understanding, O God. Increase their knowledge in you, O God. God, your word says that you take the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, O God. And God, it might be foolish for a little child to know as much as their there know, oh God, but we know that it is from you, oh God. And God, we thank you for wisdom right now, oh God. We thank you for enlightening them, oh God, for bringing clarity into their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I lift up the parent to you, oh God. God, help us to be good examples, oh God. Help us to be great role models for our children, oh God. Let our yea be yea and our nay be nay, oh God. For we know that every word, our word should be our bond, oh God. Help us, oh God, to share the truth with our children, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be transparent, oh God. And God, I pray even now, oh God, that you would strengthen every parent, oh God. Every mother, oh God, every father, oh God, every guardian, oh God, every foster parent, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, you've given us a great responsibility, oh God, and give us to know, oh God, and give us to take it seriously, oh God. Give us to know, oh God, that it's an honor and a privilege, oh God, to be able to be responsible for children, oh God, to be responsible for their growing up, oh God, and their knowledge, oh God, and their understanding, oh God. God, keep the word before us, oh God. Allow us not forget, oh God, what your word says to us, oh God. Allow your word to be a lamp unto our feet, oh God, and a light unto our pathways, oh God, even now, oh God. Allow us, oh God, to be angry, oh God, and sin not, oh God, when the times get tough and difficult, oh God. And God, we thank you for every parent, even now, oh God. We thank you for the strength that you've given us, oh God. Encourage those even now, oh God, those who might be wanting to give up and to give in, oh God. God, you said in your word that it's not by might, oh God, nor by power, oh God, but it's by your spirit, says the Lord, oh God. Encourage them even now, oh God. Give us to love one another, oh God. Give us to take hold and show our kids, oh God, that you are love, oh God, according to John 3:16, oh God. God, we pray even now, oh God, as your word says, your love covers a multitude of sins, oh God. Teach us, oh God, how to love our children, oh God, in the good, in the bad, oh God. Teach us how to love, oh God, for God, you showed us in your word, oh God. For God so loved the world, oh God, that you've given us his only begotten son, oh God. And we thank you for your love, oh God. We know that your love covers a multitude of sins, oh God. And I thank you for it even now, oh God. Help our children to love one another, oh God. We come against that spirit of hate, oh God. We come against that spirit of jealousy and envy and anger, oh God. We come against that comparison spirit, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we thank you for love, oh God. We thank you for the spirit of love, oh God. Even over our households, oh God, I pray for your love, oh God. Teach us how to love, oh God. Teach us how to be great examples of love, oh God. And God, I thank you even now, oh God. And God, I even lift up them even now, oh God. God, I pray for a fresh anointing over their lives even now, oh God. For your word says your anointing destroys every yoke, oh God. And God, I believe it even now, oh God. Anoint their coming in and anoint their going out, oh God. Empower them even now, oh God. I speak over every child, oh God. Every son, every daughter, oh God, every niece, every nephew, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I thank you right now, oh God. I decree the anointing over their lives, oh God. Eyes to see, oh God. Ears to hear, oh God. A mind to think, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I pray even now, oh God, as you anoint their coming in and their going out, oh God. Even now, oh God. God, I pray that you would anoint them to the more, oh God. And God, I pray for a renewed vision in you, oh God. I pray for renewed expectations in you, oh God. God, I even pray even now, oh God, as they walk by faith and not by sight, oh God, that you would continue to anoint them, oh God, to do your will, oh God, and to do your way, oh God. We know that every gift that's inside of them, oh God, is given by you, oh God. Anoint their gifts even now, oh God. Gifts to go forward in you, oh God. God, even after school activities, oh God, be with them and anoint them, oh God. God, I come against sickness and disease, oh God. I come against accidents in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, allow your anointing to cover them even now, oh God. Protect them even now, oh God. right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I pray for their character, oh God. I pray even now, oh God. God, your word says, knowing every tribulation, it brings about perseverance, oh God. God, I pray that you would build their character in you, oh God. God, allow them to have godly character, oh God. Give them a spirit of excellence in you, oh God. Have them to know what to do and how to do, oh God. Not forced by peer pressure, oh God, but God, forced by you, oh God, and your word, oh God. Give them to think of your word when they get in situations on what not to do and what how to do, oh God. Give them, oh God, to think of a word from your word, oh God, to know that nothing is impossible with you, oh God. And God, I thank you even now, oh God. I thank you, oh God, that you will place a godly desire upon their heart, oh God, a desire to know you, oh God, a desire to seek you, oh God, a desire to say, what must I do to be saved, oh God? God, you said in your word that they that hunger and thirst, oh God, that they shall be filled, oh God. And God, we believe your word even now, oh God. Fill them up in you, oh God. Fill their cups, oh God. Allow them not to walk away empty, oh God. But every word should be yea and amen, oh God. God, every promise in your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I thank you for every word that will go forth in them, oh God. I thank you even now, oh God, that you will continue, oh God, to teach them your word, oh God. Lead them with your word. Guide them with your word. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I pray that you would grant them spiritual heroes, oh God. Role models who know you, oh God. Role models who are serious, oh God, and sincere about your word, oh God. Not role models from the world, oh God, but role models in your kingdom, oh God. Role models that will stand up, oh God. Let their yea be yea and their nay be nay, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I pray for spiritual heroes in their lives, oh God. Spiritual heroes that will walk with them, oh God. Spiritual heroes, oh God, that will plant good and not of evil in them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And then, God, I lift up our children, oh God. Give them a respect, oh God, to respect authority, oh God. For your word says everyone must submit himself to the governing authority, oh God. And God, we believe your word even now, oh God. God, I pray against every wicked spirit, oh God. Every rebellious spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I pray even now, oh God, that they would so respect authorities, oh God, that it might be a godly respect in them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And as they go forth and respect authority, oh God, they will find favor with them, oh God. They will find favor in their coming in, oh God. Favor in their going out, oh God. For we know that your word says that Jesus grew in favor with God and men, oh God, because he respected the authority that surrounded him, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I pray even now for families everywhere, oh God. I pray for those that are living in the same households, oh God. I pray for mothers. I pray for fathers, oh God. God, I pray for aunts and uncles and cousins, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I pray even now, as Ephesians 6 and 1, 2 says, our children will obey their parents in the Lord, oh God. They will honor their father and mother so that it may go well with them, oh God, and that they may enjoy long life here on earth, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, give them to obey, oh God. Give them to respect, oh God. Give them to honor men and women, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I pray as I continue to lift up our children to you, oh God, as they grow in your knowledge and as they grow in your wisdom and as they grow under in your understanding, oh God. God, I lift up the right mate for them, oh God, as they grow older in you, oh God. Prepare the right mate even now, oh God. Prepare the godly mate, oh God. Someone who has prepared, oh God, who knows your word, oh God, lives by your word, oh God. someone, oh God, who honors their mother and their father, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Someone who's strong in stature, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I thank you right now, oh God, because your word says, oh God, if we train up a child in the way they should grow, oh God, as they grow old, oh God, they shall not depart from it, oh God. And God, we believe it even now, oh God. We believe, oh God, that you're going to keep them on the narrow and straight path, oh God, the path that leads to life, oh God, and the path that leads thereafter, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, give them to seek life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I speak life, oh God, everywhere they go, oh God, everywhere they be, oh God. Allow the light of God to go with them, oh God, even in dark places, oh God. A spirit of conviction would fall upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I come against that spirit of drug addiction, oh God. I come against that spirit of alcohol addiction, oh God. I come against it in the name of Jesus, oh God. I come against prostitution, oh God. God, I come against it in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, Satan will have no right over their lives. I plead the blood of Jesus even now, oh God. The blood of Jesus over our sons' lives, oh God. The blood of Jesus over our daughters' lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I speak into each and every one of their lives, and even now, oh God, they shall go forward in you, oh God. They shall be somebody, oh God. They shall grow up, oh God, and be strong in the Lord, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And nothing evil and no wild thing will come against them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, give them to stand tall and to stand strong, oh God. God, you said in your word, oh God, whatsoever we decree in heaven, oh God, then it shall be decreed upon earth, oh God. And God, I decree it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. No weapon that's formed against them shall prosper, oh God. God, I speak prosperity over their lives, oh God. I speak financial prosperity, oh God. I speak knowledge of prosperity, oh God. I speak wisdom of prosperity, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, as I continue to pray even now, oh God, as I continue to pray for the family, oh God, as I continue to pray for those, oh God, those who want to live, oh God, a life with you, oh God. God, your word says that greater is he that is in our children, oh God, than he that is in the world, oh God. God, we pray that you would stand tall and stand strong, oh God. I pray that the word would grow and grow and grow, oh God, and that it will never grow old in your household, oh God. Allow it to be a lamp unto our feet, oh God. Allow it to be a light unto our pathways, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I thank you right now, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing, oh God. God, I thank you for what you're going to do, oh God. God, I thank you for turning around that son, oh God. I thank you for turning around that daughter, oh God. I thank you right now, oh God, because your word says that nothing is impossible with you, oh God. But God, when we pray, oh God, if we believe it, oh God, then we shall receive it, oh God. And God, right now, oh God, we are receiving, oh God, the love of God into our hearts, oh God. We are receiving the faith of God, oh God. We are receiving the prosperity of God, oh God. We are receiving the knowledge of God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you for it, oh God. We ask this in your name's sake and for Christ's sake. Amen. Amen.